My message to you is pointed towards Hebrews, though, in what do you want from me? If I look at this message and I look at Hebrews, before the coming of Jesus, year after year after year after year, generation after generation, this was part of the law. This is what you did. If you had sins or iniquities throughout the year, well, to cover those sins, you had to make a sacrifice. And the answer was His Son, Jesus Christ. So that became the final sacrifice of a loved possession. God's own Son was sacrificed for the atonement of our sins. Not His, of ours. Can you see how that must have been for God to say, okay, this is it. So if you continue reading, he says, you didn't want and you weren't pleased with a sacrifice of an offering or with entirely burnt offerings or a purification offering, which was according to the law. Then he said, look, I've come to do your will. Who's this? This is Jesus saying, look, I've come to do your will. Saying this to God, his Father. I've come to make the final, ultimate sacrifice. Himself. So when we celebrate Christmas and we celebrate the joys of the little bitty baby Jesus, that's wonderful. It's commercialized. Why don't we get spiritualized? Why don't we remember the reason for the season? And that is Jesus coming to this earth as a little bitty baby. But then more important, let's take it a step further. Let's remember the next step of His return as a full-grown Prince of Peace. Let us remember the sacrifice that Jesus made of His own body for us. We're the sinners. We were the ones that was doing the sinning, not Jesus. But yet He paid the price. Okay, we get it. That's what you want from me. To deliver the ultimate and the most permanent sacrifice of all.